really see what's going on, but then I've started to see like police. Like in
high vis.
So I'm just like, oh, okay, there seems to be police downstairs. But in Coventry, you see police.
Yeah.
Oh, they come to the drink ups. They come to
yeah.
BC Shannon.
So I think another like 15, 20 minutes go by and I've looked outside the window again, more police are coming. So then we've told the boys, so there's three of them, like, oh, like, just go and see what's going on downstairs. So they've gone downstairs, they've left the BB gun with us. We're still looking at it, like, oh my God. They've gone downstairs, yeah. Half an hour goes by, we're like, ah. So we're like, okay, let's go to, because I lived in the same accommodation but a different block. I think she was block C and I was like block D or something. So
that sounds like jail, bro. It sounds like jail. HMP.
No, my accommodation was nice, it wasn't too bad. So yeah, she's in block C, I think. So we're like, okay, let's just go downstairs and let's just pretend like we're going to, well, we're not pretend, we'll go to my accom to see what is going on.
You're
black.
We weren't thinking.
I was gonna say, what were you thinking at this point?
Weren't thinking nothing. Like, even the BB gun, we're like, oh, where should we keep it? We're like, oh, let's just put it underneath the chair. Let's just put it underneath the chair, because obviously
you weren't thinking anything, but you put the BB gun under the chair.
No, but like that place is a communal area, so if we just leave it,
don't think it's anyone's.
So we've gone downstairs now. We're in the lift, going downstairs. Got to the ground floor now. I kid you not. The doors of the lift open, yeah? I see about 5 to 6 police officers with AK-47. And they're like... Don't run.
Yo, it's Manny from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you guys like, comment and subscribe.
Okay. We are Past the Meerkat. I am Dej. I'm here with Bengs, Vish. But I've also got Pedro, Shake, Tim, Manny, and E-Man. And as you can probably see, we've got some very, very special guests in the building. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Yes. So we are the BTS podcast. You are joined by Beatrice,
Tammy,
and Sharon.
And Deji. And we are the BTS podcast.
Stay.
Sorry, we ain't got nothing special.
No special.
That's it still.
How are you guys doing today?
We're good. Yeah. Excited.
It's cold.
We're alive.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming, man. It's raining.
Yeah.
You guys feel intimidated by the fact that there's 9?
Yes.
Why would you highlight the intimidation?
Eight handsome men.
I'll say about 5.
Is there 8? Then you do a count.
No, there's A.
There's actually
A. I'm just making sure. I thought she was wearing shade. Which one of them are ugly?
I was just saying before this, I was about to say off camera, but Bengs made me say it on camera, so I'm going to say it now. Yeah. Do you guys feel... Well, Bengs, do you guys feel the man them that act different when the girls are in the room?
Yeah.
Who name names?
I think naming names defeats the purpose.
Why?
Because... I like to see them act different.
Okay.
I like to see the more boisterous side of them. I see teeth that I haven't seen before.
You see the wisdom teeth?
Yeah. All them Invisalign.
There's flat.
I see it.
You need to go to the hygienist.
We got some man that act a bit more boisterous, Vish. And we got some man that suppress themselves. They're not as boisterous. E-Man. They don't come as lively.
E-Man's cut that out of
space. He changed the camera.
We don't let E-Man get near those edits. We give E-Man the basic edits. The baby stuff. Anyway, we just had our Birmingham live show.
Birmingham, man.
Thank you, Birmingham.
It was nice and intimate. You guys in the back, you guys can cheer as well, you know.
We need ambience.
We just had our Birmingham live show. We've got the London live show coming up. Today is Sunday, the 1st of December. Yeah. This episode is dropping on Monday, the 4th of December.
You're committing to it now.
I'm committing to it now.
Epic.
Live show is on the 10th of December, Sunday. Few tickets left. Please go and get your tickets. We're going to make this episode as good as we can to make sure we sell as many tickets as we can.
It's on Dice, it's on Ticketmaster.
Yeah.
If you're on Dice, the last remaining tickets, you can get a promo code BF10 for £10 off.
Wow. And for the mathematicians, that's 40%.
Come on.
40%, yeah.
Brampton man.
How did you know?
She said so many things
that I don't know.
That's crazy, yeah.
Are you a fan?
Yeah.
I like that. Why are you fighting it?
No, because she knows. She doesn't watch our content.
You put it on TV.
No, that's cute. I love that though. Anyway, before we get into it,
Wait, hold on. Did you say like what they're doing?
Okay, I didn't. I didn't.
Yeah. Main attraction. Man.
Okay, yeah. Let's let the girls say. What are you guys doing with us?
We're
not talking about tonight. Tonight is a secret. What are you guys doing on Sunday with us?
We're going to be opening up for you guys. We're going to be doing a couple of dilemmas live, which we've never done before.
I sent it in.
Yeah, don't worry.
I really hope it's not your dilemma, because the dilemmas we have in our inbox, you don't want them to be
your dilemma. You don't want them to be your story.
Casting and binding for some people, bro. Yeah, sick.
So yeah, the girls, the BTS girls are going to be opening up for us. Please, that is even more reason to buy your tickets. If you support them or if you support us, please get your tickets. We want that place full. Mm-hmm. We want it to be an absolutely amazing show. Yeah. And we just finalized a few things. That means it's going to be absolutely fantastic.
I can't wait. Amazing.
Are you guys nervous?
Yes. Nerves are good.
I think for me it's good nerves.
I'm frightened. I'm not nervous. I'm scared.
It's only like 1,000 people.
It's not like 2.
That's bears, bro.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know, like 5 people in the background, I'm
already
shaking.
Have you guys ever been on stage in anything in life?
Yeah.
Like
my acting bag and that.
Oh, acting.
Yeah. When I was younger, don't worry, don't ask me no questions. I've got no stories to tell. Okay. Just now, I've been on stage, you know.
Okay, so all of you have been on stage?
Yeah.
Oh, amazing. That's it.
We'll be fine.
Yeah, man. You man are going to be sick. And I can't wait. Are you guys planning to do your own show one day?
You have to.
God willing.
You got to put it up to God.
Yeah. All right, sweet. Before we get into the actual topic, I have to give a disclaimer. I had a really crazy night last night.
No, I wasn't eating pussy. I paid for it. Stop it. But yeah, I was in A&E.
That was very awkward. That's
some serious weight on the neck. That's a crazy position. Yo, they're bullying.
It's hurting my neck. Every single joke is hurting my neck. But yeah, I was in A&E yesterday night. I have a pinched nerve or a torn muscle in my neck, so yeah. I can't really bend it too tough. But I've taken some painkillers, so I should be all right. And I'm gonna. Hey, they said on the case as well. Don't drink with alcohol. Don't take with alcohol. But I was like,
you know what?
No, but I love it. And on the actual painkillers book, it was like there was bare side effects.
Yeah.
And one of them was confusion and delusion.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
Delusion.
Okay.
Subscribe.
Enjoy yourselves. If this neck fixes up in the next 45 minutes, I'm gonna fuck all of you.
You can't turn. Yeah.
I don't know what she's talking to right now.
I don't know what she's wearing. Okay, so yeah, that's my disclaimer. Let's talk about work and what it's like working in somewhere where you're supposed to be professional, but then also being a content creator.
Slapped.
I can't even talk too much about my situation because
Mine is
Have you said on the pod before what you do for work?
Not really. I don't think they know my latest job. Where I'm at. And I don't really want them to know where I'm at.
Okay, fair.
A couple of discoveries. But yeah, what's it like for you guys?
What's the question?
The question is, what is it
do
like?
Do people know in your office?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Okay.
How did they find out? Do you work for white people or black people, first of all?
Yo. I ain't even gonna front. We're the only black people in the fam.
So the white people have seen you on TikTok?
Potentially. I don't know if they've like seen or watched like our content, but they know I have a podcast because when I was applying for the job, we weren't very big. We were actually thinking about quitting. So my whole thing was just like, oh, what do you do outside of work? And it's like, oh, yeah, I have a podcast, like make myself sound more interesting.
In the interview, you can slip up easily. What else do you start talking about? You've got a podcast on your Twitter.
And what do you do for work? Like
Private equity, so finance.
Okay.
So what have they? Have they confronted you about like the content that you make?
No, they haven't. And actually, they're about to start a podcast internally for the firm, and they want me you're like a professional podcaster or whatever. And I'm like, okay. But yeah, no, it's not. I'm just I wish no one knew.
Why is it awkward? Is it just awkward?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like because this firm that I'm at now is like, it's not an old firm, but there aren't many people my age. Like, I'm the youngest, I'd say, at my firm. So, like, I don't feel like people really understand it. And I feel like they think it's a bit of a joke. Maybe they don't, but like, that's the, like, that's the vibe I get. Like, she's just kind of wasting her time talking. Yeah. But maybe that's not the case. So just in case they watch this now, and
At least if it hasn't done anything bad to like your reputation at work,
no,
that's okay.
I think for me, like, I can't hide my personality. Like, as much as I try to front it,
in meetings, in client meetings, I will
talk nicely. I will conduct myself well. Immediately, I'm in a team setting. I'm sorry, I've got to be free because, especially where we spend like a lot of time at work, like so many hours.
Yeah.
Sorry,
you can only act for so long.
Exactly.
You know that. Like back in the day, we used to like. You go into work, you zip yourself up, and you're professional, and you unzip. I just stop that now. I'm me as soon
same.
As I walk.
I try to.
I can't change anymore.
I try to. Recently, I hopped in on a Zoom. I hopped in on a Zoom with my artist name. So I hopped in on a Zoom.
Jesus, was that a mistake or what?
It was a mistake, like because obviously, like my Zoom is set up, and it just got Dej the Ego basically.
Yeah.
So then I hop in on this. It was a committee meeting as well. Hey, people come to those meetings on Zoom in robes. So I hop in and it's like somebody straight away. It's a student, but he's an elected student, so he's the head of the postgraduate committee basically. But he's still a student, so it's still like he's not a staff member. So as soon as he sees my name, he's like, "Oh shit, we got Dej the Ego in the building."
I pulled it out, you know what I mean?
I pulled it out. I was like,
I was just saying that's my full name. Dej Tego.
I just put it split up.
That was the worst day of my life.
Damn.
Sorry.
You said that happened this week.
What?
That happened this week?
No, this happened like a month or two.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, your week's been long, fam.
You're in finance as well, isn't it?
Consulting.
And
okay.
Digital marketing.
So, what?
Okay.
They
you want campaigns?
They're cool over there, no?
Yeah, but at the same time, the organisation that I work for is quite serious. Like, we're all, like, everyone's fun and stuff, but yeah, the organisation I work for is.
But they know.
Yeah, like, I walked into work last week. And I hadn't seen a girl, like, in a while, because everybody works from home, like, different days.
Yeah.
And she was like, I've seen you. And I'm like, please. And I said to her, please, no. Because there were like, other people around.
Yeah.
And then one other guy at my work, he piped up as well. And he was like, like, she's got the pod as well.
Is he black?
Yeah.
That's the worst guy.
Because the yeah, the yeah, yeah, the double yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Why
yeah,
people
yeah.
One year
back. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then obviously, like, people around, they're not black, obviously, and they're like, what's this? And then she's like, yeah, 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 I got a podcast. And I was like, yeah, I just got a small podcast, just a little bit of a following.
Small.
You have to.
You got downplay. You got downplay. You got downplay that ASAP.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got a little sign on.
Just a little sign on.
Just my mum. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. I try to do that, yeah. But like where I work, the area is quite like populous, I guess. Like there's people around, right?
Yeah.
So there was one time I must have gone to Zara with like my assistant. We just during lunchtime.
People are like,
boy, when I saw you, one girl jump from behind the corner. Oh my God. Are you Sharon from? Oh my God, I love your podcast. Da, 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 da.
And your colleague's looking at you like,
yo. She started edging backwards.
Yeah.
And then there was another time I went to a coffee shop with my team.
Yeah.
And I've told the girls about this.
Yeah.
And the barista was like, I feel like I've seen you on TikTok. I was like, no, you haven't. That ain't me. I said to my friends, I was like, I'm going to start saying I have a twin and be like, I get that all the time, man, but it's my twin.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I ain't got time for this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's long, bro. Sometimes you feel like Batman. Like,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what? Now you're doing something totally different from what you're
so
doing
true.
In your day job.
Yeah, so, so yeah. True.
It's nuts, man.
I feel like it's a bit different for me because I work at Meta.
Okay.
So it's like you're all over kind of Instagram, not really Facebook that much.
They encourage it.
And then people see it. Yeah, like people see it. So like in the office on my floor, there's people that deal with creators.
Mm-hmm.
And then the girl walks by. This is Elle.
Yeah.
So she walked by and she's like, I've seen you before. And she pulled out her phone and she put like the animation next to my face. She's like, yeah, this is you, isn't it? So then you get those like cross those cross education.
Damn.
Yeah.
We hate you guys.
These guys hate me too, man. Don't worry. There's a growing list.
You guys are lucky, though, because, again, where I work, there's two dynamics. So obviously, you've got the staff that are really, like, older academics. They're never going to understand the content. But then the students really do. Like, they actually are target market.
Yeah.
So, yeah, like, and I do, like, counselling and stuff, like, psychology and stuff.
Okay.
So, like, I can have a student. This happened, like, 2 weeks ago where I had a student and we were talking about something so serious. And she's crying. And then at the end, she's like, can I ask you something? And I'm like, we had an intense session. So I'm like, yeah, you know, you can ask me anything. She's like, do you have a podcast?
I just rang him, bro.
Wipe your tears, man.
I was like, that's the end of this. I was like, you've come to the end, yeah. But I told the students, for the most part, it's calm. Like, the students really rate it.
Yeah.
And they're seeing somebody in my position that also has, like, a podcast that they watch. So, yeah, that's been... And I think that's the thing saving me now.
Yeah.
Because I think my manager's bare cool, but she doesn't really like it. But when she sees that actually students come to me more because of that, that's when it's bare sick. But yeah.
Oh, that's good.
I remember... Go on.
Yeah, sorry. Because then in my old job, I used to do, like, presentations to, like, let's say, like, 500, like let's say 1 to 500 people.
Yeah. Wow.
Mixed numbers.
Damn.
And there was one time we went to Southampton. So it's a presentation where everyone from each lender does their presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, you come to their stall and talk to them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, let's say like, I'm like near way the end of the list. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I do my presentation. It's like normal reception. Like people are like, whatever. Yeah. Clapping, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But they clapped after everyone, isn't it? So it's like nothing special.
Yeah.
So when I get to my stall now, there's like bare people at the school,
mm-hmm.
but they're young. They're all young, innit?
Mm.
So I'm with a colleague, but he's older. So he was like, he was like my teacher almost. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah, mentor.
But he's like, he's like quite over there talking to some old white man.
Mm.
So he looks around and he sees like bare people talking to me.
Mm.
So by the time he comes, they're all gone. So he goes, oh, what are you talking about? They're asking me about a particular story that I've told.
Yeah.
I said, yo, we're just talking about like HMOs and how the finance, the current structure of the finance system is not where it should be. Depending on where I am, like, it's long.
But
I think, like, so it's my voice. It's not my face.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's my voice.
Yeah.
They recognize it.
So there was one time at work. We were going to record with In My Opinion podcast.
Yeah. Mm.
and we'd gone to the... I was still quite new at my job. So we had gone to the food market.
Yeah.
And then I'd seen Melinda from, in my opinion, before we had even met.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God. And then I was with my colleague and I didn't really know how to explain that I don't know him, but I know
You know of him,
because he's going to be on my his podcast in a couple of days. So there's just that. But my colleague does know that I have a podcast, but I don't think they know, like, the gravity of the podcast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And I feel like my manager, he probably has seen my clips because he's half Nigerian. So he's, what, a year older than me?
Okay.
So,
yeah. So okay. He's probably seen it.
And I feel like... You know, work people, they send each other stuff. So
my thing is just that I don't want them to think that it interferes with my work.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because then 100%. That will then become an issue as to whether
I actually kind of got let go because of something like that.
Wow.
So it was a few things. A few things were happening in my life that summer. I was getting married, mm-hmm. and we just put out a season. We were like,
this is your best, the best dilemma you guys have got.
Just announced our show, and then that as well. Yeah.
Wow.
I didn't think my manager knew, but everyone in my team knew, innit?
Okay.
So when she like wrote up like my report, she was like, seems distracted. Other things are going on.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the worst. Yeah.
That's the reason why I didn't get a bonus.
Yeah.
No, when this house messing with the money.
Yeah, when it's remuneration.
Don't mess with my money.
That will vex me.
So what, 10K views on TikTok? I'm vexed. I'm still vexed.
The great and good, man.
No, that's wild.
So talking about TikTok, TikTok is dangerous. I found out just like a week ago. Like, so when you're in the same location, so obviously, like, I'm TikToking from my location. And then the people in that location, your algorithm will tell you, like, they're more likely to see me on their algorithm
because they're
in the same location.
Yeah.
That's the fuckery. Like, that's how easy it is for anybody in your workplace to see you on TikTok because... Damn, like, you're already in the same vicinity.
I remember I was in Nigeria and I was scrolling on TikTok. I said, I need to get off this app. The crazy TikToks I was seeing.
Yeah, you see
one like. I'm like, what?
That's the thing. It's not like, how did this get here?
Though. Why are you recommending me one like?
Yeah, literally.
10 views.
What?
10 views. You're so bougie. You're 1,000 views and up. That's your threshold.
1,000? Oh, talk to them nice, bro.
That's a bit low.
Way too low. Nobody has seen it.
Yeah. I remember my PA, I found out about Pasta Makeup.
Dang.
And this is when...
You just wanted to say you had a PA.
Yeah.
She said assistant. She paved away from me. She paved away from me. I was all right. I have a PA. All right, it's cool. Like, so my PA basically...
You're too fast.
That hurt my whole lower neck. It hurt.
My PA, was basically on my laptop. And at the time, this is my last place, we were using Outlook. So then you could merge the different mail addresses that we had.
Yeah.
And we were using a different one at the time.
Mm.
So then she would see these emails flying in. And this was back when we were the marketing emails. She was just seeing that different brand emails come in, She was like, is this for work? And then she started researching. And she's an old woman, She's an old woman. She's like, what is Past the Meerkat? And then I was just like, this is something I do on the side.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then she started to put two and two together. She saw blocks of time for like PTM calls and stuff.
Oh. You put that in your...
It merged it. Yeah. And I didn't realise. And I didn't know how to act. That's the first time I got a PA. So I'm thinking... I didn't know the rules. So then now I moved to this place. I keep it separate.
Absolutely.
And then she was one of the people that, you know, PAs are gossipy.
Yeah.
She told all the other PAs and they were all watching and be like, oh, we watch your podcast. We don't understand it. We don't understand it, but we like it.
At least with you guys, like, your content is more about other people's problems.
Yeah.
I hear you.
A part of it.
Yeah, but us, our thing is raw, bro. Like, raw. Like, we got people talking about...
Crazy stuff, bro. Yeah.
I was
going to
say something story, but I said, go and watch the clips. It's true.
And the first episode that my PA watched was Lips Are Harder.
Yeah.
Now,
I didn't even tell you. I didn't even tell you when I came into the office and someone, they printed out.
Yeah, you did tell us and they put it on your computer.
Stop.
Yeah. I'll go HR.
Yeah, that's... I'll be out of there.
HR! 9 a.m.
Yeah, legit.
Logging in.
Is that person like your friend or...
They're colleague friends.
No. So wait, it was on your screen actually.
That is
so they came into the office
early.
It's so scary to think about, like, because we only know the people that have come and told us that they know. But you know, like, sometimes I'm in a meeting with somebody, they say something wrong. I've researched their whole life, you know. I'll be searching them up on LinkedIn. People do that to us. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So true.
Bare people just know bare stuff about us.
Yeah.
It's mad embarrassing.
Damn.
What's going on, people? E-man from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Cheers.
So yeah, PTM, we tell stories.
Yeah.
We've got three very special guests here today.
Special.
And I believe we're going to get some stories from
them. Oh, I'm nervous. So this happened when I was at university. Mm. I went to Coventry University.
Oh, the clearing uni.
Oh, bro.
Essex is a clearing uni.
Not for me, not for my course. Not for my course.
You man got C's on
that. Not for my course. I didn't get C's. Me, don't look at C's. Don't look at C's.
Oh my God, that's too funny.
That's it,
Brampton. Wait, so what uni did you go to?
I went to Essex. Well, wait, which?
From Brampton
wait,
to Essex.
Wait.
They went to the old Brampton.
No, he was there. He was there. No. He was there before. He was there before.
I would have gone from year 9 to another school, bro.
Yeah, I went to Coventry University, and this is the day that I almost got arrested.
Damn.
Oh. Oui.
Yeah, it wasn't my fault, but, you know.
Sure.
So what happened? So I think, that day, my friend was working at Foot Locker. Mm. So we've gone to Foot Locker. We've just, me and my two other friends, we went to Foot Locker, we met her there, and then we came back to my accommodation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in accommodation, you have, like, the kitchen and like the communal area everywhere. So we're just chilling there. And then obviously we're friends with like some of her flatmates. So my friend's flatmates.
Yeah.
So we're just chilling. And then I've looked out of the window, and we're on the second floor, by the way. So I've looked out of the window and I could see her flatmate. Like, he's pulled up in his car with two of his friends and he's got out of the car. And then I'm banging on the window. We're all like, boo, hi. I was in first year.
Okay.
So
the man that have cars in you.
Yeah. I had a car.
What car did you have? What car did you have though?
It was not his car. The car was like two cars.
He doesn't remember the make. He doesn't remember the make.
I feel like it was an Astra. The car.
Oh, that's a big car, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not my first
car.
Astra.
You're not really meant to park there. It's not.
There's no.
You just parked in front, and then he must have brought out something from his bag.
Oh dear.
So What's something?
So he's bring out something. I'm like, oh my God. So he's brought out a BB gun, yeah?
Oh. Yeah.
But this BB gun is not like the orange toy that we be seeing. Oh. This one is sprayed black. As in, it looks like a proper gun.
A Renetti.
So he's gone like, he's put his arm up in the air.
Whoa.
And he's aiming it at us. And then he just, you know, like, just... At the time, you know, you're at uni, just do
what, you were still smiling in the window?
Yeah, we're like, oh my God. So obviously we didn't know we knew it wasn't real.
Yeah.
So why would he bring out? So they've come up to where we are. We're all together in like the kitchen / living room situation.
Yeah.
So we're all playing with the BB gun. Ah, yeah, oh my God, you got me.
That hurts. That BB hurts, you know.
playing with the BB gun, blah. Someone's eating yogurt, and you know, was having a good time. And then, so then I've just gone back to the window that I just seem to love windows. So I've gone looking at the window, out the window, and then I'm looking downstairs. And I can see some like really nice cars. Like, I think at the time, I think this was 2017, but these look like proper, like fresh off the showroom cars. So I'm like, oh my God, this is really nice car. And I was in Coventry, so you ain't seen nice cars. The only nice cars are the, you know, the F boys that will be coming, that will be driving from one club to another club.
Guilty.
So. So I'm like, oh my God, why are there like loads of nice cars? Didn't pay any attention to it. I've gone back to the window 10 minutes later. I'm now seeing like, because where the cars were parked were on the side of the road where the accommodation was. Yeah. So you can't really see. So I'm trying to look out the window. I'm like, I can't really see what's going on. Yeah. But then I've started to see like police. Mm. Like in
high vis.
So I'm just like, oh, okay. There seems to be police downstairs. But in Coventry, you see police.
Yeah. Oh,
they come to the drink cups. They come to.
Yeah.
BC show.
So I think another like 15, 20 minutes go by, and I've looked outside the window again. More police are coming. So then we've told the boys, so there's three of them, like, oh, like, just go and see what's going on downstairs. Mm. So they've gone downstairs. They've left the BB gun with us. We're still looking at it. Like, oh, my God. Blah, blah. They've gone downstairs, yeah? Half an hour goes by. We're like, ah. So we're like, okay, let's go to, because I lived in the same accommodation but a different block. Yeah. I think okay. She was block C and I was like block D or something. Yeah. So
that sounds like jail, bro. It sounds like jail. HMP.
No, my accommodation was nice, it wasn't too bad. So yeah, she's in block C, I think. So we're like, okay, let's just go downstairs and let's just pretend like we're going to, well, we're not pretend, we'll go to my accom to see what is going on.
Yeah.
We weren't thinking. I was gonna say, what were you thinking at this point?
Weren't thinking nothing. Like even the BB gun, we're like, oh, where should we keep it? We're like, oh, let's just put it underneath the chair. Let's just put it underneath the chair because obviously
you weren't thinking anything, but you put the BB gun under the chair.
No, but like that place is a communal area, so if we just leave it,
don't think it's anyone's.
So we've gone downstairs now. We're in the lift, going downstairs. Got to the ground floor now. I kid you not. The doors of the lift open, yeah? I see about 5 to 6 police officers with the AK-47. And they're like, are you coming from 17? I was just like, I was starting, like, I'm from Essex, so I'm not in these, I'm not on any road. I'm just like, country lanes. Yeah. They're country lanes, and they're A-47. Like, M-E-O-E-I-E-Y. And then my friend is like, because obviously the flat number is C-17, but they've just said, are you coming from 17? I'm like, I don't live here. I'm like, it's broken. I don't live here. And they're like, oh, you come from 17? And I'm like, then my friend was like, oh, yeah, C-17, that's where we're coming from. Cool, so they've detained us now. They've put us in one corner. They say, you have to wait here. Hey, I started thinking about my life. The speech that my dad before he left, before he dropped me off. Remember the father, remember the house of who you're from. I just say, I was speaking in tongues. I've never spoken in tongues.
It came.
And then one trainee police officer was like, oh, like, what small you? It looked like first day on the job, or maybe like year 10 work experience. He was like, you can tell he was like, can I get you all's name? Can I get you guys' name? I said, no, I'm not getting my name. I'm not giving any name. I'm even left nameless. I don't even have a name. So, okay, so the police have gone upstairs to the...
To the flat, yeah.
I'm just, honestly, me and my friends were just like, oh, my God. So, you know, in accommodations, the doors are normally glass, so you can see through them. They're not those glass ones. So... Where they've kept us, yeah, you could see outside. So the boys that had left us, maybe this is like maybe nearly an hour, 45 minutes later.
Yeah.
We could just see them. I think they were in handcuffs.
Yeah.
Oh, so we're like, what the heck? Like, what has happened in this space of time?
To get you guys in handcuffs.
Yeah. So the police have gone up. They've come back down. No, they didn't even come back down. I think they had told someone downstairs that they can let us go.
Oh, okay.
So we've gone out. We've seen the boys. We're like, you know when you, like, mouth them like, and then you know, man them, they're like, nah, man.
Nah, it's like, do that. Yeah. Why not?
So we've gone to my accommodation. We're now in my room. We're now L1 like mother's meeting. We're like, oh my God, what's happening? Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. So I think we now went back to we now went back to her apartment, my friend's apartment, and apparently, like, when I didn't go upstairs because I just didn't want anything to do with the crime scene anymore. Like I said, my dad told me that I'm going to this place to study. So apparently, they've gone upstairs, they've trashed the whole place looking for.
I just tell him it's under the chair.
Yeah, but they've trashed the whole place looking for the BB gun. So apparently, someone had seen.
The gun.
That time that he put pointed it in the air.
Oh. And you're this, Portsmouth or something. Yeah.
So someone, I think maybe
there's
one
some
of
black guys. They have guns.
And then around that time, it was maybe like a week or so before. It was that Westminster. I think it was the stabbing shooting.
Oh, the shooting on the bridge. Yeah. On the bridge.
Yeah. So apparently, all alarm bells were ringing. So people started
from Coventry to London.
Oh,
yeah, they go everywhere.
So, national.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking in my mind, like, imagine if I hadn't had told them to go downstairs to go and see what was going on. That's how we would have just been there, still playing with the BB gun, eating yogurt.
Oh my
and the next thing you know, everybody get down! That was playing through my mind the whole entire time.
Well,
and I think they ended up arresting the guy that had the BB gun.
Yeah. Wow.
And I feel like they even said like he had an exam the next day. I think he missed the exam or something like that. Because it was like during summer. And then, you know, like once you see, like I said, you see him the next day, a couple of days, like, oh, like what happened?
Yeah. It was light. The minor thing.
BB buyer is like, oh, just left pen.
You ask his friend, and I'm just like, oh, well. But yeah, that's my story. Honestly, that time I was shitting bricks because I thought I was going down.
I said,
BB gun and yogurt.
You know why?
I can distinctly remember what everyone was doing. Like, someone was eating yogurt, yeah?
Why are you saying someone?
The reason why, because I think one of my friends was eating yogurt, and then someone asked, oh, can I have some of the yogurt? She's like, no, I can't have any of my yogurt.
How can I have yogurt?
Exactly. That's why.
That's stupid.
But you guys
just shared a drink, but it's cool.
Who shared what?
No, my drink is here.
No, I mean the ladies.
Oh.
Yeah, but they're not bottling it. No.
But yeah, that's my story. I hope it was good.
It was good.
Funny, well done. I know at Cov, you got loads of
stories. You got stories for days.
Murder, crime, that genre, that's your genre.
For
love. No, I went to Warwick.
Why? Look how quickly she said no.
Loughborough.
Hey!
Was I sporty?
Yeah,
She was at the beginning.
Yeah, I was, and then child, my degree took over, boy.
What did you study?
Chemistry.
Ooh.
Huh? Damn. Don't ask me. Maths. Don't ask me after someone says chemistry, maths. I studied advertising and marketing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
See, no, everybody was whooping for maths. Then you lot said, that's fine.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So my story is about this time when we went to DLT. We went to DLT Malta this
year. Who's we?
Malta.
All three of you.
Yeah.
Me and E-Man were there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is it?
Take your top off, they'll remember.
Yeah, but we're part of a wider group, so we went with, I think there were 8 of us.
PTM, man.
So we went to DLT Malta. Obviously, I was looking forward to the lineup and stuff, but there was this particular day we were a bit late, so we missed, like, I think we missed all of the live
acts. Most of the acts, right?
Mm. And I was actually really gutted because I wanted to see J.O. live because obviously 22, love that song. I was just like, that's my tune, my summer banger. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm one of those people, when I start drinking and stuff, like, I always lose my friends. So, like, I was just... Everyone's always like, where's Sharon? Bro, you've got a lot in common, me and Ethan. So, like, I was just walking around this venue, like, trying to find my friends. And this place is huge as well. So, like...
Where was this? The beach?
Uno. Oh, yeah.
Okay. I hate it. Because you weren't there. Talk about affirmation, man.
I'm at the bar over there. I'll be like, cool, I'm going to stay over here.
So I was walking around Uno, trying to find my friends. I walk past this group of guys and I just see this boy and I'm like, is that not J.O.? obviously, like, where I've missed the performance, I'm just thinking, this
need
is my...
You need to speak to him.
Bro, this is my time to get, like, a one-on-one private.
My opportunity.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know about that.
I don't know about that. So anyway, I'm walking past him and his friends or whatever, and I'm like, are you J.O.? This guy's just staring at me blank face. And I'm like, am I going crazy? Like, are you J.O.? You're J.O., right? Then his boy's like, yeah, that's J.O., that's J.O. You know when it's like, he's a new artist, his friends are probably gassed now.
Yeah, that's my boy, that's J.O.
And I was just like, ah. Then I was like, do you know what? Let me start singing. I was like, you're 20. Oh. Do you have to handle? Girl, I want to handle you. He's just staring at me. He's just looking at me like, is this girl actually crazy? And I was just like, okay, I guess I'll leave then. So I walk away and I'm telling my friends, they're like, why did you do that? So anyway, I'm telling this story on the pod, right? And then a listener was like, she wrote in and she was like, do you know what's so funny? Like last week, I was listening to 22 and I got on the tube and I saw J.O. And she was like, she thought that that was a sign from God. And she was like, okay, cool. If we get off at the same stop here, then I'm going to chat to him because he actually might be my future husband. Mm.
She said there was one stop left. Yeah. Everybody's getting there.
Legit. Anyway, he didn't get off. So she was just like, oh, okay, I guess it's not meant to be, yeah? And then she must have listened to the episode like a week later. And she was like, after listening to what you went through and the way that he just aired you, I'm actually so glad I didn't say anything. I was just like, yeah, it's true. I can't lie. But yeah, I don't know why he didn't sing
that. You know what's crazy? E-Man actually told us that some random girl came up to him and started singing
22. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? Hold on.
How much did you drink?
Wait, was she singing it to E-Man because she thought...
No, I'm joking.
You guys, man, you got so many jokes. For real. But yeah, that's my story.
But how do you know that it was... How do you know it just wasn't him?
No, it wasn't.
He replied.
He put a snippet on
TikTok.
Okay.
Commented.
He was like, next time, say hello.
Ooh.
I was like... Damn.
You can't even sing your own song.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Isn't he 22? Is he 22?
I think he's older than...
No, he's older than
22. He's got to be a bit older to sing 22, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Why?
He said you're 22. As in
he's got to be older to sing 22.
Like, he's got to be 23, but you can't be 24.
You know, you look confused me. Every time I sit down to
him... Are you singing the same notes as him?
If I'm 30 years old singing you're 22, that's mad.
Why you got me my neck into this? She goes, are you taking the same drug? That's so crazy.
It's the same magnum, to be fair.
But he doesn't have the same symptoms, the confusion, the delusion.
That's a joke, Bez.
Yo, this is Fabs from Pastor Meerkat. Make sure you like, comment and subscribe. Blah.
We're going to play the game that we've been playing over the past few weeks. It's been going on really, really well. And we play it at the live show. And we're going to play it with some lovely ladies today.
Yeah.
Not me.
You're going to be reacting, so that's okay, cool. You're going to be the one person that doesn't switch out. That's fantastic, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can be the one person.
Oh, you'll be judged.
You can't get voted off.
Be judge.
Everybody else is going
to
switch.
Oh,
so we've got Pedro.
Keep going.
Yeah, these guys have got lines as well.
They got lines,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah. They'll come in. They'll come in if we're shit.
Sharon. Leave Tim alone.
Yeah, leave him. If you stink, you're going to become Tim, you know.
Be Tim.
No, the point that she has
to... I was thinking he was as well.
Oh,
what?
Shoot,
why are you shouting at us? Why is he shouting?
I need some time. No.
This is sad, man. It's so sad.
Yeah, okay, cool. What should we start with? Which one should we start with?
Nigerian.
I ain't got
disadvantages, but okay.
So it's chat up lines for Nigerian guys.
Okay, cool. Here's what's going to happen, yeah. We're going to go around in a circle. Okay. Everybody's going to give a line. After one round, we're going to vote people out.
Okay. Yeah? I'm out already.
Yes.
Yeah?
So wait, is it two subs?
No, we need to do four. There's six of us. We need to do four. Okay, so only one person staying in alongside. I mean, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Makes sense.
Does that make
okay.
sense?
Yeah.
So
I'm lost, but I ain't playing. So
have you got
your reaction?
Come to me.
I like that offer.
Hey. I don't prepare.
Because I know you're getting out. That's okay, cool. Chat up lines for a Nigerian. Who wants to go first?
I'll start.
Go on.
Where's the camera? This one, yeah?
Ooh.
When they look at the camera, it's shit.
It's shit. Yeah. It's like turning the head.
Girl, you could be the giz to my dodo.
Ooh! Ooh. Okay, take my panties off.
What's giz?
Oh, am I going next?
If you want to.
Does anyone else
want to
go next?
No, you're next.
Yeah, he started off. Yeah.
You have to look at the camera, yeah?
You don't have to. If it's as shit as that, don't do it.
I was seeing you walking by.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to get a taste.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
You remind me of a bonus G.
That's too dead.
I feel like it's shit, but it's just seductive.
She tried. I can tell she came up with that on the spot. Yeah. Right there, 100%.
This is my dodo. Sounds good now, isn't it?
Okay, cool. Do you want a rich man? Because I put the dollar in dolakpo.
When you said the luck ball, was that you? The luck ball? The luck ball? What happens?
There were other names you could have said, like $10.
Ooh.
Are you sure you don't want to come in?
No, 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 no.
That's like...
No, no, no.
You're like, if I was, please.
If I was, I'd be dunking on your ass.
Is it me next, yeah?
Got me.
All right.
Hey, if I hey. Anything racist. But
don't mind it, don't mind it.
You're good.
Ooh, all right. I heard you like high flyers, so can I be your super eagle?
Ooh!
You know what? If you guys weren't here, they would have voted me off. Because they all say quiet.
He clapped.
That was good!
Yeah. Me, I'm just going to put on a Nigerian accent because I ain't got no...
Slaps.
What is it? I'm trying to.
You have something.
Are you a bank? Because you've caught my interest.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
This side is slapping, man.
So who's four.
So you have to pick out a vision, Sharon. Who's staying in?
Okay. So you're staying on?
No, it's still four because Iman.
But
you've got lines. Iman, you got lines? Nah, okay, cool. Three man out. Okay, so we're out, basically. Us three.
Yeah, Sharon. See? Hey.
All right, chat up lines for a Nigerian girl.
Nigerian girl, go on.
Go on, Tim.
Oh, go on, Tim.
No, stop this. You start.
Hey.
No.
That is deep.
Tim, don't mind them, man.
It's coming. Now let me go. I'll go first.
Hey,
okay. Turkish.
Actually, no. Vish, you go first.
Okay. Is your baba a pastor? Because you're a blessing in disguise.
Is your who a pastor?
Baba. Yeah.
Baba.
What do you want to say?
Baba, sorry.
Oh, you want to say Baba Lawa?
Baba Lawa.
I know.
He doesn't know.
I do know.
That's what I thought you said. Baba. Is your barber a pastor?
Baba?
Mine is... Can I take you home today and make you beggary for it?
Beggary.
What's a beggary?
I like that.
I don't know what a beggary is.
I like that. Beggary.
The girl's
like it. I like beggary still as well.
I need you out here every week.
That was, you got a blind with that one.
Yeah, you got a
blind. You never had it in your life.
Wow. Yeah. G. Amala?
No.
Oh, Amala is nice.
No, I don't like it.
Stop stealing.
Abula.
No, I got mine.
Go on.
Boko Haram has nothing on me. Because after one date, I'll blow your mind.
Wow.
We went dark.
We went very dark.
Bring back our girls,
please.
I did.
Enter.
put that in.
Yo.
Don't put that in. Let's scrap it.
Yo.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no. Please, 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 please. Please, 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 please. Please, no, 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 please, 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 please.
No, 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 Manny's out. Manny's out.
Out.
Call your heart,
no, no, no. Still your heart.
Please, please, that was. Tim, please, please, save him.
Even when Nepa takes the light, my love for you still shines bright.
Hey! Hey!
And redemption, redemption.
Redemption.
Tim, that slap. That was better than that, whatever that was. Whatever that was.
It's a hard one to follow, yeah? Where's my camera? This one, yeah? Is your name Chioma? Because every time I look at you, I'm reminded that God is good.
Okay.
I get it, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Chioma means God is good.
Yeah.
The subtitle will coming up.
Thank you, I needed that. But
okay. Okay, fine.
I needed that.
Run the boat.
Manny's definitely out.
Because that's what I'm making.
Manny's out, Pedro's out.
What?
What was yours?
His was good.
Okay,
three,
Beggary.
One, two, three.
I Tim, well done, man, because these guys, the girls, they were down.
It's
okay. let's do lines to break up with a girl who works in finance.
Okay.
This one's tough, man.
Do you have one?
I think mine's finance. All right, cool. Where are we starting from?
Tim. Mm.
Yeah, to be fair, you're...
Okay, cool. A squared plus C
squared. It's okay.
Wait,
it's okay.
Stop it, man.
I'm laughing
at Tim, man.
Go on. This is what I do.
Go on.
A squared plus B squared equals C later.
That's
mad. It's not a
fight. I know, but I feel like this is right.
That's not bad.
That's what I mean. You don't say finance is match, bro.
Nah, man. You're definitely out. Next. Okay, cool. Oh! Okay.
Damn.
You must be a crypto coin, because all you do is ruin my life.
Finance, bro.
Come on, bro. Interesting.
Okay. My love for you over the past year has depreciated exponentially. Mm-hmm. I think it's time we break this bond.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bond, you had the bond there. Just be clear.
I like that.
No, that's good.
I'm gone. Okay. I don't need to run a cost-benefit analysis to know that you're not worth the investment.
I don't have one. Lines to break up with a girl in finance, yeah? Okay, cool. Oh, it was a typo. I need finance, not a fiance.
Wow. Slap.
It's all right.
I have nothing.
Yeah, it's there, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah.
Carry the A.
Oh, go on.
How do you expect us to work when all your assets have become liabilities?
Ooh, I like that.
That was good.
Yeah, I know
what you're
doing. That was mine as well. Mine's similar. Okay, cool. A relationship's like a balance sheet. You used to be a fixed asset, but now you're a short-term liability.
Ooh.
That was a mouthful.
I'm not even understanding all these terms, but they still
brevity.
I don't know anything about finance, but yeah. I'm learning.
It was good. It was for expert financiers.
Yeah, that's why I didn't get it.
You can understand it, but all right, cool.
They said
I was gonna laugh too, Vish, so well done.
They say no risk, no return. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But with you, it's all risk and no return.
Yeah.
So I wanna return to a life when you're no longer in it.
You lost me a little bit. I know this is bad, but I actually haven't got anything.
Can I give you one?
Yeah.
I don't want to explain why you're my ex.
Okay.
I got a better
Y equals X.
You got a better
okay. No?
Oh. No, it's not you. It's my budget.
So you're broke?
Yeah.
I'm broke, baby. You're all out.
Yeah.
Oh, that was fun, though.
All right, chat blinds for a psychologist.
You go.
You start us off.
Nah, because I studied it, so you go.
Oh.
Okay.
You're not better than us.
All right.
Twice.
Chat lines for a psychologist. Don't worry, nothing's going to shrink on this side. Ooh. You hear it?
Yeah,
it's happy.
You hear it? It was lit.
Okay.
I'm cooking today, man.
I'll go next.
Can we have some orderliness?
Okay.
Okay, cool. Go ahead.
Oh, is it me?
Yeah.
Bro, you man caught me out. Crazy.
Let's shake ground
and
we'll end with you.
Alright, cool.
You've been running through my amygdala all day.
She's just
been thinking about it. Oh my god. That is smelly. I like it. It's so stupid.
Alright, cool. I'll go next, yeah? I know you got a degree in psychology, but I want to do a master's in you.
Ooh! That's a good one.
Psychology is the study of the mind. So why don't you let me examine your brain?
Oh, that's nasty. That's nasty.
That's disgusting. I like that.
Okay.
All right. I'm an expert in SPSS, stroking pussy slowly. That's how I get good results.
What does SPSS mean?
This is the lame bear podcast.
We don't even know what SPSS is.
Yeah, you guys won't know, but everybody that studies psychology will know. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
so that's
okay.
Child plans for psychologists. I think I've suffered.
Turkish!
Mehdi Bab.
Tim, don't mind them. I think I suffer from the Oedipus complex because I really want to eat the puss.
Damn. This guy's nasty.
I kind of like that, you know. Yeah. Eat the puss.
I like it.
You got to know your audience.
It's true.
Your audience would love that, right?
Let's go. We'll go this way.
Was that funny?
That is funny.
I must have schizophrenia because I can't believe a beauty like you exists.
Is that a garbage?
Yeah, because
I think
it's
psychosis.
No, schizophrenia means you don't see things and you don't really see things.
It's not.
Schizophrenia is when you see illusions and
reality. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, hallucinating.
Wait, say it again so I can
vomit. No, I don't like it. Oh, okay. That pussy's like an asylum.
pussy!
That pussy's like an asylum.
because you know it drives me crazy. And I'm an asylum seeker. I visit Arkham on a daily.
Woo!
Yeah.
I didn't like that.
You like it?
You're sorry.
That was nice. That was nice.
Are you into threesomes? Because I've got a split personality.
It's not bad, not bad, not bad.
So it's you twice.
This is really
laid back. It's you twice.
This is laid back featuring.
Please, look, make sure it's not about sex.
Yeah.
Please.
My next one's not about sex.
How do you psychologists diagnose people with OCD? Because I'm obsessed with you.
Is there a doctor that?
nearly.
It was close.
Yo, that was fucking funny.
He's
nice.
He's Pedro. Got another one.
Another one.
Oh no. It's, did you go around?
We started with him.
Who's got anything left? Tim,
you told me you had
sight.
Tim, don't lie. Tim, don't lie.
You told me you had sight.
Nah, it's
Tim. I got another one, but this one's not about sex, though.
Okay, go on.
Even better.
If you like doggy style, I can be Pavlov.
So that's not sex.
Have a who? He used to ring a bell.
You man don't know, yeah, the dog with the bell, Pavlov.
Oh, yeah. Say again.
Like doggy style, I can be Pavlov.
Okay.
Come on, man.
That's what it's for, though.
Yeah.
TikTok will love that, man.
Yeah. No, but Freud is with his mum, no?
No, but it's on your parents, basically.
If you got an Oedipus complex, I could be your daddy. That's a Freud joke.
That was actually good.
That was good.
Do you have a girlfriend?
I saw the question marks.
Bear popped up animation.
Alright, cool. Past the Meerkat and the BTS podcast. Please buy tickets to the live show. I'm at this camera. Please buy tickets to the live show. Mm-hmm. BTS will be opening for us. It's going to be an absolute amazing day. Tammy, do you want to say anything to outro?
Yeah, like we're so excited. It's going to be a lit occasion. If you're not there, I don't even know where you are. Like, you need to be there.
Where else could you be?
Literally. So make sure you guys get the tickets. The link will be available anywhere. So just make sure you grab your tickets. And we're going to be reading out dilemmas. If you know us, that's our bag. So you better send us something. Send us a little something. And we'll be reading it out on the day. So yeah, I'm proper excited. Should be really good.
And make sure to check us out on BTSpod_ on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. And we are the BTS Podcast on YouTube. Make sure you watch us. We're almost at 50,000 subscribers. So what do you
think? Yeah, get us there, man. Get us there.
We got bills to pay. Check us out. Like Beatrice said, we react to dilemmas. It's our thing. So yeah, check us out.
Leave your BB guns at home, please.
We are PTM. Peace.
Peace.